There you are.
Oh, hi, Jack. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was following
you. I know. I'm glad I finally got a hold of you when I wasn't driving down a road somewhere.
I know.
Sorry about that, ma'am. Well,
that's
I'm always
okay.
Busy, but it's been real hectic. I'm taking care of my handicapped brother on top of all the other crap I'm doing.
Are you serious?
And,
wow.
Well, yeah, and then plus my thumbtack and my Angie's List account, you know, has been deactivated over the last few months because they got all these weird rules and stuff, and I was with them for like 6 months, and then I had a bogus assault charge on myself for, it's a long story from a long time ago, and it's supposed to be expunged off my record, but it takes like months and months for it to get off your record, but they
somehow dug into
that, and I haven't been able to get any work at all because of that, and that's where my bread and butter comes from.
Wow.
It's been really bad. Yeah, and then I tried all this advertisement stuff with your company, and most all my work just comes from my reputation and my past customers telling people about me. You know, that's the only work I've been getting.
Yeah,
it's always around the holidays. Everything gets messed up, you know, because everybody's worried about Christmas, not remodeling their house. So, but anyway,
yeah,
that's the deal. I'm a really stressed, you know. I'm trying to get all my legal affairs. I had my day in court and proved innocent in the court of law, everything. It's right there in black and white on all the court records.
Yeah.
Yet until it's expunged off your records, they can't let you work because they promote somebody that's got some kind of criminal record going in people's homes and stuff, you know. And it says right there in black and white, I was proved innocent in the court of law, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All I did was pack my bags and move out. And then all a girl's got to do is say you hit her or something. And, you know, I never laid a finger on the lady. I took my clothes and left.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Yeah, it's amazing how the system is, you know, sometimes. It's
yeah, you're guilty until proven innocent. That's right.
Right? Yeah, very true.
Not the other way around.
And it's supposed to be the other way around, but unfortunately.
Cost me over 20 grand in 2-3 years of my life fighting it in court and proved her wrong and had her in trouble for perjury. Everything
wow.
else, but it don't matter, you know.
Yeah.
It's just still, you're just got it's a scarlet letter I've been toting around for the last couple of years. I can't seem to get it off of me. It's supposed to takes up to 100, I've been granted expungement, but it takes over 120 days, which is the first of the year. January 1st, it was signed August 25th. And if you do the math, it comes out to December 25th.
Oh, wow, right on Christmas Day. What a nice Christmas present.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But meanwhile, I can't get any work, you know. I pay hundreds of dollars for leads on Thumbtack and everything else to get work.
Yeah.
But, you know, all this effort y'all doing, if you said, I had 3,000 hits, yeah, that's because I paid Facebook advertisement. That's where the 3,000 hits came from. I paid the extra money on my Facebook account that you made.
Yes.
You paid the extra $8 or $10 every time and $20 here and $20 there.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook nickel and dime my bank account to death. I just got tired of it, man. All these bogus charges coming off my bank account, you know.
So you took the Facebook off, right?
Well, no, I didn't take it off. I quit paying all those nickel and dime advertisement fees. They get you into a spider web of fees. You pay for so much a month for them to get hits and clicks off of and putting your name all over the place. And they say I've had over 3,000 clicks. Well, it ain't produced one phone call. If they clicked, 3,000 people clicked on my account, how come I haven't received one phone call?
Well,
that's just a big lie.
So when
3,000 people clicked on my business, one of those 3,000 people would have called me on the phone.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
So I don't know exactly. The data that I'm showing is that when you signed up with us initially 6 months ago, you had the $100 worth of Facebook ads included with the package, but you were paying $299 monthly. So in that time, you were found 3,000 times, but only 75 people clicked on your site through the Facebook, right? But still, out of 75, you should have had some type of business, right? So because you weren't satisfied with that, we took the Facebook ads off. So the payment that you paid on July 17th was $199. That one was without the Facebook ads. And then the one you paid back in September for $199 is without the Facebook ads. So
you might have paid for some, but I paid for separate Facebook ads.
Right.
They got a click on there, and you pay, you know, how much you want to pay for these many, a wider spectrum of people, you know, and then it says for $20 this and for $50 that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's got nothing to do with y'all. I was paying Facebook money besides y'all.
Well,
you know,
that's why I tell you that, you know, if you're doing it on the side, that's okay. But the problem with doing it on the side is, let's say they're charging you $20 here and $30 there and $40 here. Pretty soon, by the end of the month, you're paying a lot more than $100, right? So a lot of people will choose to have us manage it, because that way you just pay $100 a month regardless.
Yeah.
But
done with the whole thing. It's uneventful. It's produced not one customer in the whole year I've been messing with this with you guys. You're just lost in the ocean of other things. I've talked to people in the know that do your job, and they all tell me, you know, it's fishing. You all guys, you get the people in, makes it sound so good, but I'm just lost. There's a million other people just like me, as soon as you hang up, that, you know, pay the money, and you are doing a thing. You've got them a website, you get this and this and this, but unless somebody knows where the domain is, you're lost it and pay for hundreds of dollars for advertisement. You're only going to be at the bottom of the list and lost in a sea of a million people. You know, I know how it works. You got to be fished up to the top of the list. There's a list, you know,
exactly.
And I'm not on it. Well,
so here's the thing, Jack, is in the time that you've been working with us, and it does take hundreds of hours of programming, so usually it takes about 90 days to start getting the placement, but in the time that you've been working with us, you were found on the first page of Google 1,039 times, and you've had 14 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page.
Well, I did one step better. I got business cards, and it's got my web page address on it, and it's got my Facebook page, and along with my phone number and my other aspects of, you know, getting a hold of me. So I put all that on my business card, so at least that might help, I figured. And I've handed out dozens and dozens and dozens of them to everyone you could think of every time I encounter a person.
With business cards and with flyers and direct mailers is that with business cards, even though it has all your information on it and you've been handing them out like gangbusters, if people get one, they might think, this is a great guy. He looks like he does a good service. But unless they need the service right then and there, that idea is going to get stuck on the back burner, right? And we all
know what happens to ideas on the back burner,
right?
Yeah.
So what Google does is they have found a strategic way to promote Jack of All Trades on the first page of the search results in front of people that are actively searching for your service at the time that they need you. That's called a micro moment, right?
Yeah.
And if you take the $199 that you pay us and you calculate it out over 30 days, you have to ask yourself, that's about $6 a day, right? So would you pay somebody $6 a day to go around in your entire service area and hand one of your business cards to every single person that needs your service at the time that they need
you? You may do that, but there's 10,164 other people you're going to do the same thing for. I'm at the top of the list.
That's not us. You're talking about an SEO company. We work with only one company per category per area to ensure that the one client that we work with gets the maximum amount of phone calls. So if you go to our website and click on terms and conditions at the bottom, you'll see we have that in writing, and that's public. And that's one thing we do in order to maintain our premier partnership with Google is we only work with one company. Because if I brought you on as a client and then I brought someone on in your backyard that does the exact same thing that you do, it would kind of be like me and my husband going to an auction and we're bidding against the same item. It becomes counterproductive, right? So
it's counterproductive.
Absolutely.
There's thousands and tens of thousands of people with your company, and I'm just a drop in the bucket of an ocean. You know, folks, unless you pay big, big money, you got to be at the top of that Google list. Google requires so much action, so many actions of a quick, you know, and all that stuff to get your on your listing to come up more to the top of the list. You know, when you're lost down there, tens of thousands of them ahead of you, it's very unlikely you're ever going to be seen. So, I know how it works.
That's what I'm saying is that's the service that you pay us for, Jack. And when you're active with us, you are ranking on the first page. The only reason you're not ranking on there today is that your account has been in suspension since November 14th.
I wasn't on there when it was active.
Yes, you were. I just shared it with you. You were found on the first page of Google 1,039 times, and you had 14 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to your clicks to call you, I should say.
Okay, let's do this. Let's get it back. Screenshot it and send it to me. I want to see the first page of Google. And anyway, on that action, I need to see what the wording is about as far as my services rendered. Because, you know, I'm big into the kitchen, bath, remodel, tile work. That's been really my bread and butter thing here, and patio enclosures and decks.
Those four items right there. You're under general contractor for the main category, but within that category there's electrician, electrical installations, patio enclosures, home improvement, plumber, kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, deck building, carports, landscaping, window installation, door installation, home remodeling, home renovations, and room additions. Does all of that sound right?
Yeah, that's all correct.
Okay, good. So, we just need to get the payment up to speed, and then we'll have the technicians catch up on the algorithm updates. That way we can get your ranking again. So for the payment, is it still the same billing address on Cheatham Dam Road?
Yeah, it sure is.
Okay, so I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Yeah, that's for this month, right?
It's the one that's past due from November, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to push the next billing out 30 days after we collect it, because if not, you would get charged again in 10 days, and I don't want you to have two payments close together like that. So I'll collect the past due one from November 14th, and then I'm going to push the next one out all the way till January 4th, okay?
All right, that sounds great. You ready?
Yes, go ahead.
4451.
Okay.
0139.
Got it.
4052.
Okay.
3888.
Okay, expiration.
1127.
And the code?
846.
Okay, so I will get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. And then check your email. I'm going to send you a fresh login to the dashboard. That way, rather than me sending a screenshot, you can go in now that it's paid, and you can see everything in real time.
Yeah,
and then
I want to see my dashboard.
Yeah.
And that, as far as a dashboard link, I always have to go to an email and scroll down till I find an email that says my dashboard to access it. Is there not an app that I can put on my phone where all I got to do is open it up? Do you not have an app?
There's not an app, but I can show you right now how to get to that without having to go to the email. Do you have a second?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm home. That's the first time you've ever called me when I was actually home.
I love it. Okay, so go to my.localsplash.com. You could just type that into your browser.
My.localsplash.com. Okay, that's what I have to type in.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then when you type
that in. Okay, it's my.localsplash.com.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep, that's that
right,
link
I
that
can
you
remember
were talking
that.
About when you said, oh, I have to go to the email and look for a link. But that's the actual link. It's just my.localsplash.com. And then when you log in, it's going to ask you for a username and password. So your username
is
your 10-digit phone number, Jack, but no spaces or dashes. You just have to plug in 931-505-0292.
He changed my password. I forgot what it was. It was something.
Well, now it's the number 4 and the word profit. And that's all
profit.
Yep, it's all one word, all lowercase. So once you plug that in, you can get in the dashboard and you can change it to whatever you want, but that's just a temporary password to allow you in.
All right,
okay?
I'm going to write that down and put it in my wallet because my brain's fried. I've got so much business going on that it's hard for me to remember all these different passwords with stuff. But I'll keep a card in my wallet where I can remember it. My.localsplash.com.
Yes.
And then,
Your username is your 10-digit phone number, and then the password is for profit. Exactly.
Okay.
And it's not F-O-R, it's the number 4.
Let's see. My.localsplash.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll get me in there. And then my 931-505-0292. And then the password is for profit. Let's see. Profit.
And then I sent you a second email that's going to help you get some 5-star ratings on your Google listing. So when you have a second, just go in and it'll show you how to get the 5-star ratings. That's going to also help you because right now you're beginning to rank on the first page. People are clicking on you. But if they're not calling you and they're not hiring you, it could be that there's other companies up there next to you that have a 5-star rating and then you don't. So if you use that email I sent you, it'll help you get a 5-star rating, and then that's going to help you tremendously with your conversion.
Okay. Well, I got a business call coming in, and just stay in touch with me, and we'll get this going, okay?
You got it. Yeah, if you have any questions, call me, and in the meantime, have a great rest of your day, Jack.
Well, thanks. Thanks for putting up with me. I'm sorry it took so long.
It's okay.
I've just been really busy, man. Yeah.
I understand.
Thank you.
No problem. You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.